2. Alright, so a quick summary of the film Wreck 2. This is a Spanish film. It's a sequel to the original Wreck that came out in 2007 or 2008, I believe. If you're familiar with Wreck, or if you're unfamiliar with Wreck, rather, the first film, it's essentially a zombie film. It's a zombie film, but set in a closed-off apartment building. And it's told, the first story at least, is told through a first-person perspective of this news team that goes in there. They were following a bunch of firefighters. They're doing a news piece on a bunch of firefighters at the beginning, and the firefighters are called to this residence, and they enter the residence with their cameras, and the building is sealed off, and they're trapped there. And the first film is all about their attempts to survive what is essentially a zombie outbreak. And it's really good. If you haven't seen the first Wreck, I strongly recommend it. It's really intense and crazy, and it has really interesting imagery and really scary, really, really scary. Anyway, this is a sequel to the first film. I won't spoil what happens at the end of the first film, but, you know, it's in my opinion, I didn't think it ended ambiguously, but I didn't think a sequel was necessary, but, you know, I guess I was wrong. And they decided to make a sequel. The sequel, it's basically the same concept, but it takes place after the events of the first one, but by, I think, about 10 minutes. 10 minutes after the end of the first film, this film picks up, and it's set in the same building, and it follows around this police squad, who also happen to be carrying a camera with them for some reason, and they're led into the building by a doctor who's going in there under the pretense of studying this contagious outbreak. And that's how it begins. I'm not going to spoil the film for you, of course. I would never do that unless I announced it beforehand. But yeah, that's it. So on to the review.
It came from outer space, and this is how the message ran.
Not as good as the first, but still pretty damn good and scary and gory. Though the story is a bit ridiculous, ultimately, it still works in its own way, and man, what an ending. There's just something about first-person perspective in horror films that works really well. The first 12 to 15 minutes of this movie are tense as hell. Waiting for something to happen is usually always scarier than having it actually happen, and this being a sequel to the insane first one, you know exactly what kind of horrors are in store for our unsuspecting characters. When the horrors finally start coming out from the shadows, the encounters are just as intense as you'd expect, if not more so. The acting in this film is also really freaking good. This is particularly impressive given that most of these scenes were probably shot in single takes, going with the whole handheld, first-person camera motive. But all the characters are solid, especially the main character of the doctor, who both looks and acts the part perfectly. These characters are in constant peril, and the film never gives them, or you, a chance to breathe. This is tension done well. I also love the look of the film. Most of it is dark, the only source of light coming from the camera or various flashlights and light bulbs, yet it works, and it looks beautiful in its own scary, obscure, anything can pop out of a corner and try to kill you kind of way. The only thing that's sort of lacking is the story, which is essentially an expansion on that of the first. A lot of things left ambiguous in the first are explained here, and though some would argue against them having done so, the explanation they do give makes logical sense, in a silly sort of way, and the surprise appearance of a beloved character from the first film was a nice touch, though again, I can see why some people would have a problem with it. Still, if you can suspend your disbelief, especially near the end of the film, you'll ultimately find a pretty solid, entertaining, and damn fine scary film. Go see it, but watch the first one first. 4 to 5.